In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I feel shy and I can express all the words and the feelings in my heart concerning our Father who spoke about Saint John Chrysostom and my weakness. Surely, from about more than 3 months, I was involved in the personality and the concepts and the mind and all the thoughts of Saint John Chrysostom. I love him too much because I feel truly he is the man of the Bible at first. He is a church man. He also a monk. Sometimes I feel too hard for me to classify the personality of Saint John Chrysostom. To speak concerning Saint John Chrysostom, I remember in 1980 I spent a whole year studying the personality and the thoughts of Saint John Chrysostom. And I love him too much. I want here to speak about him concerning something which practical in our life, especially in the land of immigration. We usually, in every country, even in Egypt and in the land of immigration, say that the new generation is low in their spirituality than our generation. It is wrong. I believe if we say that, it means the church is dead. Because the church, if it is not growing up, it means it is inclining towards death. I believe many of the young people all over the world in our church and many churches are growing more spiritual than us. And this is a reality in my heart. For example, in Sydney, I met many of the young people, as I said to many persons, even to their parents, your kids are more spiritual than you. And they said, it is a reality. They truly are kids who are born in the Bible. I remember many times they speak with me all till after midnight, discussing and asking concerning many verses from the Bible. And in very in the depth. Also, they studied the fathers of the church, our fathers, Syrian fathers, Armenians, and so Western fathers, like Saint Augustine, Saint Jerome. I say I am proud of those people, because truly, although they are in the land of immigrants, but they are very successful in their life. Therefore, I want to speak today about a topic concerning John Chrysostom. Perhaps I didn't speak about it before. Why John Chrysostom was very successful in his life as a young man, as a monk, as a priest, as an archbishop of Constantinople, and also when he was captive in the exile. In all his life, from younghood or until he died in the exile, he was very, very successful. Perhaps you say, oh, his circumstances totally different than our circumstances, especially here in the land of immigration. I can say the opposite. His circumstances, in fact, was very, very bad. I myself many times astonished how he was very great, he was very successful, he was a man of hope, he all speaking about heaven while everything was against him. The emperor was against him, the empress was against him, many bishops were against him, even many monks were against him, and some of the rich men and the noblemen and statesmen were against him. But he truly was the man of God who was very successful under all circumstances. I think when we study the factors which made him very successful is very important and practical to our lives, for me and I think for you also. Why Saint John Chrysostom was very successful? The first thing, his mother or his parents. His father died, and before he was born, and I think he didn't see his father even while he was a baby. His father died after he was born, couple of days or perhaps couple of weeks. He didn't see him. And he has a little older than him, older sister, she also died. And he was alone. His mother, Anthusa, was very young, and her husband was the governor of the city. She was very rich. She was very beautiful. The emperor himself tried to oblige her to marry one of his relatives, but she refused. When the emperor asked Anthusa, the mother of Saint John Chrysostom, to remarry, she said to him, "If God wants me," although she was, I think, about 16 or years old or something like that. She said, "If God wants me to have a husband, he wouldn't take my husband from me. God wants me to devote all my life for him." She didn't say, "I devote my life for my son, the lonely one, John." She felt she was the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he made many pressure upon her. She took all her properties, all her money, and put somebody as custodian on these properties. She sent to him a letter. "Thank you for you take all what I have, because you took all the burden from my shoulders. You can do what you want with my money on one condition. Please distribute it on the poor and the needy." When he read this letter afterwards, he asked her to have the control on her money. I believe Anthusa, the young, beautiful lady who was very rich, she felt all her life is for the Lord Jesus Christ. And she lived as if she was in heaven. This is very important. Sometimes we say, I come to the church, I bring my children into the church, they are deacons in the church, they are admitted to Sunday school. But when they return home, they didn't see heaven at home. This is the problem. Saint John Chrysostom, in fact, is the result of the atmosphere of his house or home that Anthusa, his mother, created the atmosphere of heaven in her home. I remember once Father Bishoy Kamel, while I was with him in his car, suddenly he stopped. And I said, "Father, why you stop?" He said, "This night I couldn't sleep. I brought a paper and pen and I write all the people who wanted to deny the Lord Jesus Christ and to be converted to not to be Christian. And I didn't any one of them live in a joyful atmosphere of heaven. All of them, perhaps some of them, their fathers or mothers are working in the church, deacons, member in the deacon board, his mother is working with the poor, with the needy, but there is no atmosphere of joy. Therefore, they left the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remember in the United States, I met a young person who at first became atheist and denied the Lord. And he returned and now he truly a very spiritual person. I asked him, "Why or how you returned?" He said one thing. "My family, in fact, I feel my family is a joyful family, especially my mom. When I denied the Lord Jesus Christ, I felt I need of the joy. Nobody, any person in the world cannot grant me joy. It is through the atmosphere of my family. Therefore, I retained and I loved my Lord Jesus Christ." We don't know anything about Anthuda except what I said before. But we know one thing. I believe when St. John Chrysostom will meet the Lord Jesus Christ on the last day on the cloud, and thousands of people repented and returned to God, and many of the heretics returned to the church, and many of the pagans and heathens converted to Christianity, and many became great heroes in the Lord Jesus Christ, or those on the account of his mother. She is the source of his success. It is the responsibility of every father and mother when we feel that our kids are far away from Christ, it is our fault, not their fault. And we have to pray. I remember in the United States, in California, I went to visit a lady. She was old. And after I prayed and so on, her son, he was married an American lady. She said to me, "Father, this is the son of my tears. And this is the American wife and their baby." I said, "What do you mean by he is the son of your tears?" She said, "Oh, he loved non-Christian person in Egypt, in Cairo, and this lady or this girl has relationship with great persons in the government. Nobody could be in contact with him after he changed or he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no link between him and us." And when I went to the priest, they said, "We can't be in contact with him. She's very well known, and her relatives are well known in the government, and nobody can be in contact with him or with her." She said, "But I believe he will return to Christ." They said, "How is it?" She said, "My tears will bring him." And she insisted, she said, "I started to weep. Not to say it is his fault, I did my responsibility, and so on." She said, "He is my son, I can't appear before the Lord Jesus Christ without him. And she insisted to blame herself, as she said to me, and to weep and to kneel until once while she was in California, suddenly she received a call, phone call. And she asked, "Who is it?" He said, "I am your son. I am in Los Angeles airport. Please, anyone come and pick me up from the airport." She couldn't imagine what happened. And she discovered how God worked in him. And he said to her, "When I took that flight, I couldn't imagine that I left Cairo in the flight, and now I want to return to the bosom of God." And he is living in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope truly, and I ask all of you, here in Perth or in any city, if we want our children, our kids, our relatives to return, there is no other way except to weep, to kneel, to make matanyat, kneelings, and to say it is our faults, not their faults, and surely God will work in them. I believe when we return to God, this is the only way that our families become an icon of heaven. Always when we enter in any family problem, everyone blames the other. In Melbourne, I once, from about 4 years, when I was in Melbourne, a person said to me, "Can you say a word for my benefit?" I said, "Okay. I ask you, don't sleep while there is any problem between you and your wife." He said, "What you say?" I said, "Don't sleep when you are angry, even when without and you have any action." He said, "Father, I am married from 15 years. I never said any word. I never become angry just even for 1 minute." And she was not angry also 1 minute. I said, "How is it?" He said, "When something happened, I asked her, 'What do you mean?' She said, 'Oh, I mean so and so.' And the same, she said to me, 'What do you mean by that?' I explained the situation. And he said to me, 'If anyone, in fact, is spiritual, nothing can happen in the family.'" We believe our families are the icon of heaven. Therefore, we do not marvel or astonish that Saint John Chrysostom, in many, many times, he used to say this statement, which is very famous. "The greatest miracle the Lord Jesus Christ made, he changed earth to heaven, and men into angels of God." This was his belief. I think he was in touch with this result with his mother and Susan. And he touched it in his inner life. "I am not just a human being. I am not living in Antioch, in Constantinople, in the monastery, in the exile. Never." In any time you ask John Chrysostom where you are, he would say, "I am in heaven." Regardless all the circumstances, I hope truly for myself before I speak to you that I have the same experience of Saint John Chrysostom, that we are living in heaven and we enjoying the work of the Holy Trinity in our life, that truly we are in the likeness of the angels of God, but in the likeness of God himself, because we are children of God. The second person who had his effect on the personality of Saint John Chrysostom was his friend Basil. Jean Chrysostom was very, very sincere in his love, and he was very genius when he studied under his teacher Libanius, one of the greatest persons in Antioch. And when Libanius was very sick, and they asked him, who will be the successor of you in the school? He said, oh, John, but what I will say, unless the Christian will steal him from us. How is it? He discovered that Anthusa has had her effect on his life, and he was very sincere in his study, and he hoped that he will be the leader of the school, which in fact it was not Christian. When he finished his study, he became very famous in Antioch. One of the counselors and the many people were looking to him that he will be a very great person in Antioch. At that time, he tried to more and more progress in his work. But unfortunately, he started to admit theaters and fun and so on. Here, his friend Basil, who was his close friend, while he was with him, even in study, because they had the same talents, the same age, the same attitudes, but as he said, Basil became up, I became down because of my evil works. Basil didn't say, oh, he is a bad person, I did all my best. He became very proud, he is in the world, I don't care about him, never. He started to gain him by love. And he said, we loved each other, and he attracted me to devote all my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that they made an agreement to leave their houses, the two, and to live together to study the Bible alone. And as he said, they were one spirit in two bodies. This is the friendship. It's not friendship just to go to fun, a party, and so on. No. His friend Basil attracted him to the heavenly life. And he attracted him, instead of devoting his life in any worldly situation or position, he attracted him to enjoy the biblical life, the evangelic life, the heavenly life, and get life. And thus, he went to his mother and said, Mom, I decided to go with my friend Basil to devote all my life to study the Bible. She took him to her private room, as he said, and they sat on the bed on which he was born, and said, here you was born, my lonely son. You know how I love you, and no one can love you like me. And she started to tell him how many great men tried to marry her, and she refused. And she devoted her life to Christ and to take care of his spiritual life. And then she said to him, I will never oblige you to leave your friend or to change your mind. I want one thing. Be with me here in this house with your friend Basil, and look to this house as yours. I will never push you to work in any other thing. If I ask you to do any other thing, I give you the permit to leave the house. And don't feel guilty when you leave me. He insisted to ask, and he asked his friend to come, and he changed the house into a kind of, we can say, seminary for Bible study, or as a monastery. And their life started to be, or to grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of the young people in Antioch be attracted to them. Even some leaders from the monasteries came to enjoy the life which John and Basil lived. When they were about 25 years old, two bishops died, and all the people at their area said, oh, none can be suitable for this position except John and Basil. Although they were not monks, they were not deacons, they studied the Bible, they lived in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to enter in the details. He, by his own way, left Basil to be a bishop, and he escaped in the mountain. John expected that he will be ordained, and they were together as bishops and so on, because he knows how John Chrysostom was concerned in the salvation of men. The third person who had his effect on him, Bishop Miletius of Antioch, he took him as his own disciple, and they took care of him and took him everywhere for 3 years. And he had his print on his personality. Therefore, we are in need of the atmosphere of our homes to be the atmosphere of heaven. We are in need also that we become friends in a spiritual way, how to attract others to Christ, and also have relationship with the priests and bishops or clergymen, not in formalities, not just, oh, Father, can you visit us? Can I serve in the altar? No. In fact, we have to live as if we are in heaven itself. John Chrysostom, the man of suffering, he discovered from his young youth that church was the icon of heaven, and he used to say that church is the icon or the image of heaven. John Chrysostom also, after the death of his mother, when he went to the monastery, there are many, many stories how he was taking care of the monks. By what? When he found someone like a person called Theodore. Theodore went to Antioch, and he looked to a very beautiful lady. She was a Jewish lady, and he loved her, and he wanted to marry her and lived with her in sin. What is the situation of John? He didn't say, oh, he is a very bad monk, he is not young, it is his own fault, he left the monastery. Never. He sent to him two letters. And these letters, he said to him, when the person commit a sin, he is a sinner. When he insists to sin, he is a devil. You have to return, for the Lord is waiting for you. And he opened the gates of hope. When I translated this letter when I think about 1963 or 4. When I read it in English, I translated it in Arabic. Lot of the young people not only young people, but also old men and mature persons who commit, as we say, fatal mistakes or fatal sins, they return to the Lord Jesus Christ through this booklet. Because he opened the gate of hope. He didn't say, oh, he is a monk, it is shameful that he did so and so. No, he is my friend. I can't enjoy the new life in the Lord without him. I did all my best for his return. While he was a monk, he attracted many persons, even among the monks, to the high spiritual life. In fact, I can't know what we will say on the last day when we will say Saint John, when we will see John Chrysostom, who gained lot and lot of men and ladies and families and widows and virgins to the Lord Jesus Christ. John Chrysostom also, the mystery of his success, always he looked to the positive, not to the negative things. For example, when you read the homilies on the Gospel according to Saint Matthew, who delivered them while he was priest in Antioch, he made commentaries on the sermon of the Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount. What he said? He said, when you read this sermon of the Lord, you will see the Lord Jesus Christ speaks lot of times about the kingdom of God, about joy, about satisfaction, about comfort. Always he wants all the people to enjoy the positive, not the negative. When he spoke about hell, it is just once, and in very mild expression or tone, because God didn't prepare hell for men. Hell is for Satan and his angels, but the kingdom of God is for us. Sorry for us, even as parents or as priests, many times we do not encourage, we discourage others. I remember when I was in West Covina, California, a person came and I felt he was very happy, and we embraced each other and said, do you remember me? I said, no. He said, oh, I was in St. George Coptic Church in Sporting. I welcomed him. Then I said, he said to me, did you know what happened in the first day I met Father Bishoy Kamel? I said, no. He said, oh, when I met him, I enjoyed his sermon and said, Father, I want to confess, but on one condition. He said, what's the condition? I am in need, it is the first time to confess. I am in need of 3 hours to speak with you concerning my life, and then I will take an appointment to confess. He said, okay. He said, when you have the time, the 3 hours to confess. He said, no. He said, do you have 3 hours? He said, we will start and then you can complete afterwards. He said, when I spoke with him and he was very smiling, and I spoke just 5 minutes, I find myself all what I want to say, he accepted it joyfully, and then he said, okay. He said, I didn't find any words to speak with you. He said, I don't want any other words. He said, when can I take the communion? Tomorrow. He said, is it simple in this way? He said, why you want to complicate everything? God is simple. God is lover of mankind. God is waiting for you. Why you postpone your repentance and receiving the communion? He said, from this moment till now, always I am receiving the communion joyfully. We are in need to encourage everyone. I don't like that we always discourage others. Oh, the church, its problems, that the community, the world, the atmosphere of this state or other state, and so no, no, why? I live in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my joy. He is my spiritual food. He is my satisfaction. He is my close friend. My Lord Jesus Christ is everything to me. I am not in lack of anything because He, in fact, satisfies all my needs. Therefore, when we participate in the liturgy or the Vesper or any liturgy, or when we pray at our private room, we are in contact with the closest being, the lover of mankind, our Lord Jesus Christ. I love Him, and I feel very joyful to speak with Him. I feel that He embraces me. Therefore, I am not coming to the church or to my private room just to fulfill some formalities. Never. For this reason, when we start the Vesper, I ask the deacon to give the chance to the young people to pray in English. How can the young people be among us and they didn't understand what we are praying? It means they will feel boring. I remember once, at least from more than 20 years, when I was in Canada, and there was a meeting, and I started to speak in English. From 20 years, the majority of the worshiping was in Arabic. And after I finished, I found little lady was weeping and crying. Then I asked her, "Why you are crying? Why you are weeping?" She said, "Father, it is the first time in this church I feel somebody who shares me my feelings. Every time I come to the church and I feel I am foreigner. The first time I feel it is my own church." Also in Homdale, from more than 10 years, there was a person, he has a high position in the Empire State. And he is married of an American lady. She's very, very nice lady. And when I visit them, I asked her to come. She said, "I don't understand anything." I said to her, "All the worship will be in English." She said, "Sure?" I said, "Yes." When she came, on her return, she said to her husband, though they were married from long, long time, she said, "It is the first time I entered the Coptic Church and I felt I am not foreigner from this Coptic Church. It is my own church." Every time I went to the church, I find her, she comes before me and before the deacons. And she became one of the great persons who taught the Sunday students in the church. We have to share others our feelings. They didn't come to just to hear. They come to share. They come to be in joyful atmosphere, to be truly as if they are in heaven. Therefore, I hope truly, even at your private room, when you are with your kids, you have to pray and to read the Bible in English. I remember I visited many families, even here in Australia, and I asked them, they have little children, very young, "What about reading the Bible?" They said, "Oh, we enjoy the Bible." I said, "How do you read it?" They said, "In Arabic." I said, "No." They said, "We do not feel the spirituality when we read in English." I said, "What about your kids? They have to grow up, and you grow up with them. When they ask after you, ask you, what about Jeremiah? You ask, who is Jeremiah? Why? You start with your kids, read the Bible in English, pray in English. Okay, your discussion in Arabic all the day. But the Bible and prayer must be in English. So that when they will come to the church, they feel that this is their church. Also concerning Jean Chrysostom, the mystery of, or the source of his success, he didn't divide his life. This is for the church, this is for the state, this is for the Bible, this is for my inner life, and so on. He believed in one life, the life in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was in the church, he is in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he is in the palace of the emperor, he was in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was in the exile, he was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he was very, very joyful even when he suffered too much in the exile. I hope truly all of us to make a revision to our life. Don't say I became old, my sons or my daughters go away from the church. You can start from now and insist, I will start with you. Nobody can change our kids. Nobody can truly grant them the inner joy, peace, modesty, and so on, except the Holy Spirit. These things are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul said in the Epistle to the Galatians. I hope all of us, truly, even when we meet each other, don't speak about the policy of the church, the projects of the church, what about Abuna, about the bishop, about the deacons. Don't waste your time. I am very sincere. I'm taking care many times and very firm, even when I took any confession. When I find somebody wants just to tell me some stories, I stop them. I am not a person who have time to hear stories. I want to enjoy heaven itself, even when I receive confession. Don't waste your time. Don't waste the time of your father in confession. I remember at last a person, he's from 1960s. A person came from Cairo, and he was one of the counselors of the young people. He said to me, I went to a city in Upper Egypt, and he spoke with them about repentance, how to enjoy repentance. It is a communication with God. It is returning to God. Through repentance, we rejoice, we love our Lord, and so on. They said, but there is a problem. He said, what about the problem? They said, Abuna here is very firm, and sometimes he's tough with us. It is hard to us to speak with him frankly, and so on. He told them this story. This is what he said to me. Once he was in a problem, and he felt shy to speak with his father in confession. He prayed to the Lord and said, I want to speak openly with my father in confession. And I know he will be upset when he will hear what I will say. And he insisted and asked God to work in it. When he went to the priest, he used always to say, oh, how are you? How is your situation? And so on. At that time, he said, when I sat beside him, he started to solve the problem, which I felt it is shy to speak with him. After he finished, he said, oh, what about your life, what about, as if he didn't see him before. He believed it is the work of the Holy Spirit. When he came, God was truly guiding the father in confession to speak with him. Don't say this father is kind, this father is tough, this father has time, this father heaven. We believe when we confess, we are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. I not come just to say, I commit so and so and so and so. No. I come to say, I want to return to the Lord. I thank God for all what He gave me, and I also sin in so and so and so. Regardless what the priest would say, may our Lord Jesus Christ, through the intercession of Saint Mary and the prayers of Saint John Chrysostom and all our fathers, the Holy Fathers, be very joyful in the Lord and imitate them in their steps as they were men of God. Glory be to God. Amen.